This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Pillars of the Church and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture comes from Revelation chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The phrase, pillars of the church, calls up faces and voices out of my past. From the church I grew up in, from the churches I have served, it's how we describe those members on whom every church depends. Faithful Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, elders and deacons, servants of every kind, the people who are always there, first to volunteer, supportive of leaders, constant in prayer. Wonderful folks, those pillars. But that's not what Jesus means here. His promises here are for everyone in the church. Everybody gets to be a pillar, not just the busy few. This is about privilege, not responsibility. Jesus is offering a reward, not another job to do. The promises relate to the time when there will no longer be a need for workers in the church, because the church's work will be finished, and its joys just beginning. We usually think of pillars as support structures, but the pillars of the temple were decorative. They were an adornment, made for glory. They even had names, Jachin and Boaz. See 1 Kings 7:21. Jesus promises to write a name on us too, his own name, and his Father's name, and the name of the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. That is where we will all belong, where we will each have a place prepared for us forever. Augustine writes, "Who is there that would not yearn for that city, out of which no friend departs, and into which no enemy enters?" This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.